there's so many songs about Negroes, and why can't they find real jobs? Negroes are lazy, father lots of chores, and Negroes have no self-control. The porch monkeys jump up and impregnate our white girls. The fat cunts take loads of jigaboo seed. You've got an STD, the Negro's infection, and it burns like a bitch when you pee.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Miller performing Negro Connection. If you're Sideshow members, you can download the entire song there. It's a whole song, not just one verse. Hey, Freaks, it's Friday, October 22nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, internally burning children, plus showdown at Mullet Fest, and driving around with mummified homeless women. All of this, plus your emails, today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Tim Henson back here with you for the Friday edition of DV. So glad you could join me. Got a great program for you. Some interesting updates as we kick off the program today. First up, a couple years ago, I discovered a great Halloween item at Target. It is a skeleton. It's a wacky skeleton that talks.
Eat some candy, would you? You're almost as skinny as me.
See, and when he says blah, he sticks out his tongue. It's very cute.
I go inside with you, but I don't have the guts.
When I first saw this thing, I could not stop laughing. I thought this was the greatest item in the world. Still do. Unfortunately, this season I went back to Target and they don't have it anymore. I never ended up purchasing this thing.
Hey, wanna hang out sometime?
Blah! Blah! With the laugh.
Hey, you got the time? Oh, look at me. What do I care?
Now, I'm telling you, Distorted View really has its finger inside the pulse of America's anus. Not sure exactly what that means. I guess what I'm saying is, we're trendsetters. We get to the punch a lot faster than the rest of the world. Again, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that, I don't know what I'm saying. We're great. Distorted View is wonderful. We're hip. We're with it. We're in the now. People catch up to things that we're talking about months, years later. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with David Sedaris. He's an author. He's a part of the NPR crowd, the intellectual elite. So probably a lot of you don't know who he is. But he pops up and reads little essays, and he has funny books. He's, his sister's Amy Sedaris from Strangers with Candy, which is a great program. Anyways, here, David Sedaris is now talking about the Target skeleton. I'm not saying that, he's a Distorted View listener and got this idea from me, but that's what I'm saying. All right, take a listen.
October 19th, 2006.
I mean, where else have you ever heard about the Target skeleton, aside from me? I'm the only one who, A, thinks it's funny, and B, would actually mention it on the program because I thought it was, that relevant. Anyways, here we go.
October 19th, 2007.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Normal, Illinois. There's a Target across the highway from my hotel.
He's such a... he's funny, and I've read some of his books and everything, and he's great, but is... I mean, I could do his shtick.
October 19th, 2008. I was at a Target in Chicago.
Right? All right, whatever.
And I was there, looking for pens, when I came upon an aisle marked Halloween Alley. This was where the candy was. In these dinky, two-sip cans of Coke and Sprite. Mini sodas, I guess you could call them. I was just thinking of buying some when a motion-detecting, life-size skeleton piped up from the wall behind me. Nice Halloween mask, he said. Then, oh, that's your face!
No, it's not ha! You're doing it wrong, David. It goes like this. Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face. Blah! It's blah!
Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face.
My favorite one is, like, I just get the feeling that whoever wrote these lines for the skeleton kind of ran out of ideas. Because there's some awful ones in there.
Hey, you got the time? Oh, look at me. What do I care?
What is... That's not funny at
hey,
all.
You got the time? Oh, look at me. What do I care?
I mean, I get it. He's a skeleton, so what the hell does he care about time? But, you know, could have thought of something better there.
Nice Halloween mask, he said. Then, oh, that's your face.
No. That's wrong.
What made him so funny was his accent. That and the fact that he really seemed to tickle himself.
No, what's funny is the...
At the end of every sentence, the skeleton would let loose a bark of laughter and follow it by rolling out his tongue.
Yes!
I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts! I'm sure there are funnier things in life. But at that moment, standing in the Target with a dinky cola in my hand, I'd be damned if I could think of them.
Yes! That I will agree with. David Sedaris thought the skeleton was just as funny as me. So there you go. Gotta say thanks to Aaron from Toledo for sending that piece of audio in. Very good work, sir. Also, have a very interesting update. Lazy Boy recently emailed me, or Lazy Muffin. He is just a very talented Flash animator, and in the past he's taken some audio from the show and created little cartoons, and one of his most famous is from a Distorted View insensitive reenactment entitled Train Tracks. It was based on a news story, and forgive me if I get some of the details wrong, but basically, for one reason or another, these two girls, friends, skipped out of school. Maybe they missed their bus or something and decided to just spend the whole day together, but they didn't want to be seen, so they laid down on train tracks. Unfortunately, they fell asleep, and, well, you can pretty much guess what happens after that. Anyways, here is the audio from the insensitive reenactment.
This one comes from Maine and involves a 13- and 14-year-old girl who decided to sunbathe on train tracks. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a Distorted View insensitive reenactment. Destiny, stop staring at your Jonas Brothers poster. It's blocking the sun from your face. Oh my god, we look super cute in our bikinis! We are gonna get a killer suntan!
Killer suntan!
Killer suntan!
Oh no, Destiny, watch out! Something's coming on the train tracks! What could it be? Oh, that's right, a goddamn train!
I want to get a picture of you losing your
perfect prom.
Lazy Boy emailed me and he says, all of a sudden I've been getting strange feedback on my Distorted View train tracks animation by people from Maine who actually know those girls. Here are some of them. I live in Maine. These girls went to my school. I made fun of them. So did everyone else. Destiny, whatever. And Rachel in, whatever. Destiny moved. Rachel is still here. They are emo bitches. Okay. Oh my god, OMG. I went to school with them. The story is they missed school because they stayed up late and slept through the alarm. So since they couldn't get to school, they went for a walk, they went to the tracks, and then they fell asleep on the tracks with their headphones on and didn't hear the train coming. And then Rachel, one of the girls who was actually involved with the train tracks, and by involved, I mean, got hit by the train, wrote in. I'm one of the girls who got hit by the train. This video is overly dramatic. A train ran over you. That's pretty fucking dramatic. All right, this video is overly dramatic and obviously not true. Well, you know how you can tell it's not true? Because it's a fucking cartoon. People don't typically speak in slow-mo.
Killer suntan.
Alright, you all have no hearts. I will not disagree with that. Destiny and I are going to press slander and exploitation charges. Alright, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to press charges to every fucking news outlet who reported this story on whoever made this video. Oh, sorry, Lazy Boy. You are all sick fucks if you sit here watching this video and laugh at someone else's loss. That's the philosophy of Distorted View Daily. She just doesn't get us. slander. How is that slanderous? You know what I mean? Like, it's all based on the news story that you fell asleep on train tracks and then got hit by the train. I mean, it's awful, yes, but, you know, from an outsider looking in, it's fucking hilarious! Because everyone should know not to sleep on train tracks! I mean, come on, that's why it's funny. Alright, it's funny because, you know, there was a lapse in judgment and you acted stupidly. Alright, so there you go, little update. She does have a YouTube channel, I'm not going to give it out here. Just because I know horrible things would be written. And, you know, she may target you for slander charges as well. And I want to protect my freaks. Alright, moving on now. Yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, we had a lot of fun messing around with that party line. We were in the gay room and we were listening to messages from horny guys looking to hook up over the phone. And during that segment, I wondered, you know, wouldn't it be kind of interesting to hear how straight guys record their greetings to women? You know, this phone system has rooms for gays and lesbians and then guys looking for girls and girls looking for guys. So that's what I wanted to do today for you. There's one problem. If I want to listen to messages from straight guys looking for women, I have to record a greeting as a woman. That's just kind of how the party line works. You have to record a greeting yourself. So here we go. This is the greeting that I left. I'm trying to pretend to be a woman here. And what's great is the quality of the phone line isn't that great, which actually worked to my advantage. It's not as clear, so it's easier for me to pass as a woman, you know, because I've got this very manly voice. It's hard for me to pass. You know, the other thing I wanted to mention is when I record greetings as a gay guy looking for other gay guys, there's instructions that says, you know, when you're done leaving your message, just stop talking and, you know, we'll play it back. We'll play the message back for you. What's interesting, though, is when you're a woman leaving a greeting, this is what the guy says, the automated system.
At the tone, record the message you want all the other callers to hear. When done, just stop speaking and I'll play it back to you for your approval. Now, this is important. When you're done with your message, simply shut up.
Fucking women won't stop yapping. That's what it sounds like to me.
Now, this is important. When you're done with your message, simply shut up.
Like, it must have been a real problem. And I can totally see that. You know, these women just won't shut up. All right, so here is the message that I left for straight guys to contact me. See if, you know, maybe they're interested and want what I have to offer.
To hear the message you just recorded, dial 1.
Yeah. What is he talking to me?
Everything I know about women, I learned from porn. Now, I'm sure many of you have already guessed what has happened here. I got through a few greetings from men, and then the flood of replies to my greetings started to come in. Guys want me as a woman. I am fucking sexy as hell. I kind of want a pussy now, because I would be getting nailed all the time. It is ridiculous how much cock I could be having right now. Ladies, I'm more of a woman than you will ever be. You just remember that. I'm sorry, that was not called for. Just know your place, girls. All right, so here is so just some greetings from guys looking for girls.
Hey, 26-year-old man, I'm a huge cock.
That's a pretty standard message right there. A couple things. The only part that I heard was about his great cock. The rest is kind of mush mouth.
Hey, 26-year-old man, I'm a huge cock.
Guys, you've got to speak so the girls can hear you. A lot of the messages that I heard, I have to just skip over because it, you can't understand a word they're saying. Here is one of the worst offenders.
Cock.
Okay, I got cock.
Black cock.
Black cock, maybe?
Black cock,
titties.
To hear that message again.
No, move on. Here's a young gentleman named Alex.
Hi, ladies, I'm 22-year-old male. My name's Alex. I have black hair, brown eyes. I stand about 6'2". Very, very strong football build.
He's fat.
My dick's 7 inches, golf ball wide.
Golf ball wide. What a weird unit of measurement.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Now, the only reason I play this message, aside from the golf ball comment, is we're going to hear from Alex again. He likes me. Oh, we're not done with his greeting yet.
So if you're up for giving me a little birthday fun, get back at me and we'll see how much cum I can spray on you or in you or that you can swallow.
All right. Well, he's giving you some options there. It was at that point I couldn't listen to any more greetings because my box was getting filled in every sense of the word.
Excuse me, someone wants to talk to you live, one-on-one.
Hey, baby, you want to play? Get that.
Keep in mind, this was my message. Fuck me. Yeah. That's all it takes. Here's another message that was left just specifically for me.
Good talk here. 9 inches, I want to put it up in you. Why don't you call me back?
9 inches wants to put it up in me. Next up, this is another one just for me. Oops.
Damn, baby, yeah, I want to say fuck you. Love to hear that little mouth of yours moan around my cock. Oh, can I fight with me, baby, so I can spray my cum down your throat? Oh.
He's pretty much finished right now. That is not all, though. Here's another one.
Yeah, baby. Damn, you sound hot.
Thank you.
Really making my cock hot. I want to shove this big fat dick up inside you.
My voice is my moneymaker.
Fuck you real good.
And the messages just keep rolling in from horny guys.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I got some fucking cock for you right here, you nasty dick. I know you need a fucking big man cock in here. I got 9.5 inches.
I'm a nasty bitch. I'm a nasty bitch!
Fuck all you can see, Tom. All that, you know. I know you've been with a fucking tough dude. Fucking go ahead and get to the fucking hit me up, man.
Alright. And finally, do you guys remember birthday boy Alex? Here he is, trying to contact me directly.
Oh, come on, baby. It's my birthday. My name's Cum. Oh, come on, baby. Make me cum. Make your big daddy cum. Oh.
Okay. I feel making him come is the least I could do. It is his birthday, after all. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. Yesterday was an exclusive program, lots of fun with that stupid party line like we had today. The gays are much more graphic, though. That's the great thing about the homosexuals. It gets better. All right. So, yeah, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me! Hey, what was that? What is that noise? I apparently hit something, some sort of my favorites. I don't know why I have Internet Explorer open and what it's doing. I'm sorry. That was not the correct jingle to play. Let's try that again. The story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida.
There we go.
Our most fucked up state.
Better. That's much better. All right. Niceville. Is that how you pronounce it? Niceville, Florida. A man who tried to enter the Mullet Festival. Uh-huh. That's about right for Florida. Without paying the $10 admission fee, was promptly arrested. Police were called to the vendor parking area at the festival after a man tried to re-enter the event after leaving it, according to an arrest report from the police department. When the officer approached the man, he smelled the distinct odor of an alcoholic beverage. You mean to tell me there was drinking going on at the Mullet Fest? No, I don't believe that for a second. Yes, the officer approached the man. He smelled the distinct odor of an alcoholic beverage emitting from his person and mouth, the report stated. The officer told the man he was being trespassed from the event for illegal entry, but the man refused to leave. Did he have a mullet? Because if he had a mullet, chances are he probably should have been there. He was eventually arrested and charged with disorderly intoxication and trespassing after a warning. There you go. That's a short news story. All of these are short today. We're just blowing through. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Costa Mesa, California. It's hard to shock a seasoned police officer, but cops in the Los Angeles area say they were shocked by what they found in a woman's car this week. Oh, Christ. They say a woman was driving around for months with a dead mummified body in the front passenger seat.
Eat some candy, would ya? You're almost as skinny as me.
Good advice. Thank you, skeleton. You know the bitch just wanted to use the carpooling lane. All right, it was surprising even to myself. I've been an officer for 15 years. To find a mummy in a vehicle, it was very shocking, said Detective Sergeant Ed Everett. Police say a corpse was propped up in the passenger seat of a Mercury Marquis for, for the last 10 months. A woman was driving it around town during that time. Apparently, conditions inside the vehicle allowed for mummification. Wow. That's a unique selling point of the Marquis. But how did this happen? That's a good question. Initially, the driver of the vehicle had indicated that she was unaware that this person was in the vehicle. What? And didn't indicate that there was anything wrong with the vehicle itself, said Sergeant Everett. But later, the driver came clean. The 57-year-old woman says she met a homeless woman at a local park. Never get involved with homeless people. It can only lead to disaster. And allowed her to sleep in the car. One day, the driver discovered her friend was dead. She panicked and then left the corpse in the passenger seat. If you're panicked, you're worried about the fact that there is someone dead in your car. Why would you not do anything about it? Panic means you're, like, frantic and doing shit, right? She continued to dress the body and... Look at the Barbie doll. She continued to dress the body and drive around with it. Due to the conditions of the body, the coroner's office was not able to determine the cause of death. There was no obvious sign of foul play at this point or trauma to the body that we know of, said Sergeant Everett. Police have few details on the deceased woman's identity. The driver only had a first name of the lady, and the poor condition of her remains will make identifying her difficult.
Blah! Nice Halloween mask! Oh, that's your face!
There's the skeleton with the zinger. Ting! Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Cleveland, Tennessee. Some don't like it hot. A Steak and Shake restaurant in Cleveland, Tennessee was sued by a couple who claimed it served a hot sauce that sent their son to the hospital. Tim and Mary Catherine Gann said a restaurant server gave their minor child a bottle of Blair's Mega Death Sauce for his chili and encouraged him to eat some. When he did, he broke out in hives, had trouble breathing, and suffered severe pain. The brand isn't customarily served by the chain, according to the Cleveland Daily Banner, which I guess is the newspaper there. Megadeth's maker warns that it is 500 times hotter than a jalapeno. A spokeswoman for the franchise said Thursday the company was not commenting on the case. The lawsuit seeks $10,000 in compensation and $50,000 in punitive damages. So there you go. Fried that little fucker's mouth up. Fantastic. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. See, those were all very quick stories. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Here we go. This is your time to speak to me directly. You can say whatever you want.
Jagu, Timmy Boo. It's Jagu. The Highline Kiwi New Zealand Sideshow Feed here.
Yes.
I just wanted to call up and let you know that it was my girlfriend's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy
and
birthday.
When I asked her what she wanted, she said she wanted a yearly subscription to the Distorted News Sideshow.
Wow.
So I managed to get her that.
Yay.
So now have a new
sideshow. That is a great birthday gift.
Jagu.
What's great is it just keeps giving throughout the year.
The word is poopsin, you fucking retard. Say it right. Poopsin.
Oh, now we're back to poopsin. Oh, fuck you all.
Rape my boy, pussy. Rape my boy, pussy.
Joey is good. All right.
Jagu, Timmy
Boo. Jagu.
Paying special member from New York. So it is over. The controversy around your sexual preferences has ended. I think we can move on to another subject of debate, and that would be, is Tim a meth addict?
How what? I am not a meth addict. Alright, I just wanted to play that.
Hello, yes. Tim, Sideshow member Rich Leather, calling from my brand new HTC Evo mobile phone.
Da, da, da.
But I did not call to waste my e-penis at your piddly little iPhone. Now,
I have iPhone 4.
Calling about the Scaratorium one more time, located at 161 and Carl Road.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, do you do anything for that? Can you give me some sort of discount on tickets? Because I want to go this weekend.
At 161 and Carl Road. In Columbus, Ohio.
It's funny that you called in, because I was just talking to my friend and I was like, oh, I want to talk to Rich Lather and see if he can hook me up with some discounted tickets.
The little iPhone. I'm calling about the Scaratorium one more time, located at 161 and Carl Road in Columbus, Ohio, in the former Big Bear location. Mm. You really need to see this haunted house, especially when there are Ghostbusters around. And I know this voicemail is coming a little too late for this upcoming weekend, which I believe is the 16th, 17th, thereabouts. But try to come out on the 22nd, 23rd,
hey!
Or the 24th.
Yes!
Because I do plan on being there on those days.
Ooh.
As a Ghostbuster. And you've only got a couple of short weeks left before Halloween, dude.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
Right. This is perfect timing, because this is the weekend I want to go. You know, it's okay if you can't give me a discount. I don't know how affiliated you are, how the Ghostbusters are affiliated with the Scaratorium, but whatever.
Hey, Tim, lifetime Sideshow member Drax from Denver. I've never called into the show before. I've sent you a few clips here or there. But after listening to years of the show and hearing people talk about their you-know-you're-a-freak moment win, I had to call in and say, I think there's actually a universal you-know-you're-a-freak moment win. And that's when you actually sit through your first full episode of DV. And if you weren't absolutely positive you're a freak after that first listening, when you download and listen to your second show, that confirms it.
Oh, okay.
So I think there's actually some, universal experience in that.
I don't know. I think with women, it's a little bit different, because sometimes it takes, when guys are listening to the show and their girlfriend hears it, they say things like, you know, Tim Henson is a creep, he's disgusting, ew, his face offends me.
Which is
weird because it's an audio program, but they know what I look like just by my voice.
You do a great job on the show. Love listening. Keep up the great work.
But occasionally they will start listening to the program and become lady freaks, part of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse or whatever. It just takes a little time for ladies. They're more sensitive.
Yummy, 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 yummy pizza.
I blame it on their cunts.
Yummy, 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 yummy pizza.
Yes.
Yummy, 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 yummy. The only slice that I truly love. More than a buck or two.
Yes, very good. Tonetta classic.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Hey, Sid.
I just wanted to call in with a nomination for Mother of the Week.
Oh, we haven't done that.
A friend of mine from high school on Facebook just posted on her wall that her 22-month-old child picked up a brad nailer and shot itself in the chest and is now in the hospital in critical condition.
You can't even say that with a straight face. I hear you cracking.
How much more white trash can you really get? You got brad nailers just laying around your house?
It happened in Florida, right?
Oh! Oh! Oh, Bill! Oh, Bill!
This is the message I should have left on the party line. Oh, Bill!
Oh! Oh, Bill! Oh, Bill!
Very good. Moving right along.
Goo, Tim's Goo. This is Rob from Cleveland.
From Cleveland. I had a dream about you, I think. Was it a dream or was I just thinking about you? I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure you popped up in a dream of mine.
Goo, Tim's Goo.
Nothing weird happened.
This is Rob from Cleveland.
Just a mutual J.O. session.
You got a Wii, right?
Yes.
Well, let's just assume you do. If you don't, you do now.
Got a Wii and
Xbox. Hey, you ever watch that Nintendo Week on the Nintendo channel?
No.
Whenever they segue from spot to spot on that show, they play your da-na-na, it's jerk off Wednesday, theme.
Oh, really?
Just wanted to point that out. All right, I'll keep listening to the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
People using my sound effects.
A twisted little Columbus Day poem I wrote for you, please.
Okay.
In 14...
As you can tell, I'm a little behind on these voicemails.
In 1492... Columbus screwed the Indians black and blue. He jacked their land and gave them the flu. The poor bastards didn't know what to do. They fought back with all their might, but Columbus fucked them all with no lube in sight. And when they got fed up and told him to go, he got them drunk, just like you would a hoe. Don't scream and don't shout, because this is how the United States came about.
Yeah.
And before you wonder...
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Who and why? Just remember, you are that fucked up guy.
Very Very good. Very nice.
Well, something to think about from Desert Rat. I know I'm blaming Columbus for 400 years of history, but fuck it.
Why not?
Timothy Lesbian Stenson, how the fuck are you? Well, actually, I had a question for you. I've been meaning to ask it for you for a while, but I haven't had a phone. I was listening to, I believe it was beginning of September, like September 7th, something like that, whenever you went off on that big rant about Chipotle tacos being crunchy and how you were upset about how they made three now and just gave it more. Well, I was wondering if you do the same thing I do, which is basically like any chance you get, you add like maybe your chips to a burger or like a turkey wrap or something just to give it that
crunch.
Extra little crunch.
Yes, we talked about that. Especially, I love to do that when I eat at Subway. You know, if I get my Italian BM tea. Or, you know, whatever. What else do I get there? I can't remember. Or tuna, maybe, sure. You put in some. Even Sun Chips are good, but Doritos are the best. Some nacho cheese Doritos. Give it a nice crunch, nice flavor.
Hey, Tim. This is your Jewish Sideshow member from Florida.
I'll use regular potato chips. You know, like maybe Ripples. Maybe some Ruffles on my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's good, too.
Hey, Tim. This is a Jewish Sideshow member from Florida. I'm about a month behind in your show.
So am I.
But I remember one guy called in saying nobody listens to your show who's a Christian that believes in God. Well, I'm a Jewish Christian, and I listen to your show.
Wait, what?
What you believe is nothing.
Explain yourself.
Your personality trait.
Are you a Jew or a Christian?
I find your show freaking hilarious, man. You know, I've been keeping a Sideshow member. Oh. I'm going to keep supporting the program.
Yeah. Tell your congregation about Distorted View.
So
get them to sign.
You're really awesome, even though you probably hate me for being Jewish.
No, I don't care. I forgot. I'll get you. So much I hate the Jews, I forget. Glenn Miller, I bet, never forgets how much he hates the Jews.
Yeah, I still love your show. And
I just I don't commit to stuff.
Whenever I'm in church and I hear them talk about Adam and Eve, the first thing that comes to mind is I can take 50% off using coupon code FREAK.
Yes! Everyone, use coupon code FREAK this weekend. If you haven't picked out a Halloween costume yet, why not sexy it up a bit? Or sex it up a bit. They've got Halloween costumes and dildos, so you can dress up like a slut and then really hoard up later on in the evening with your lady friend. Man friend.
In my mind.
Because I guess I don't think they have slutty male costumes, but a lot of sex toys, a lot of lingerie, movies, 50% off, all those items. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout, and you'll get free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a bonus gift.
And I just thought I'd send
really
my nonsense.
Any opportunity to plug Adam and Eve, I take it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GAD is an OGAD. Spread the distortion. It's our STD campaign. Infect your friends. Tell them all about Distorted View. Give them a link to the program. Don't forget, if you're not Sideshow member, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for an amazing week of programs. Couldn't do it without you. Back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
By freaks! Why won't the police do anything?
Say the prayer. God grant me the wisdom to accept
the
things
I can't
change.
Is there any
to change the things I cannot accept.